Opposition parties are demanding the Greens co-leader, Marama Davidson, publicly apologise for saying white cis men are the main perpetrators of violence. Ms Davidson made the remarks during a charged confrontation with a conspiracy theorist at the weekend. She's since apologised to the Prime Minister for lumping the blame on one race, but National and ACT want her to go further.
Trans people are terrific.
So you condone that violence? You condone that violence against her?
Greens co-leader Marama Davidson in a heated exchange with a far-right activist. She was confronted as she left the trans rights rally in Auckland on Saturday.
Trans people are true. Trans people are fantastic.
The conspiracy theorist continues to question Ms Davidson, who at the end of the clash references her job as Minister for the Prevention of Family and Sexual Violence.
I am a Prevention of Violence Minister, and I know who causes violence in the world. It is white cis men.
Okay, but so
these comments outraged the opposition, who labelled them harmful, wrong and immature. By yesterday afternoon, Ms Davidson had issued a statement clarifying her comments. She said the encounter took place shortly after she'd been struck by a motorcyclist and she was still in shock. Ms Davidson says she should have made clear that violence occurs in every community. This morning, she called Prime Minister Chris Hipkins and apologised for blaming one race for violence.
She's indicated those aren't the words that she would normally use and she regrets having used them.
But National leader Christopher Luxon doesn't think saying sorry to the Prime Minister is enough. Mr Luxon wants Ms Davidson to apologise to the people she offended, though he wouldn't say when asked repeatedly if that's white men.
She made a sweeping generalisation. The comments were wrong. They were offensive. She gave a justification as to why she made them, but she didn't actually apologise.
Mr Luxon, who is a cis white man, says he wasn't personally offended by Ms Davidson's comments.
Personally, I wasn't super offended. I don't listen too closely to what Marama Davidson has to say.
Ex-David Seymour also wants Ms Davidson to say sorry.
I think she should apologise to all taxpayers for not doing her job. We want to stop racially profiling people, so to apologise to a demographic would just be repeating the logic of the original era.
The opposition doubling down on their demands in the House.
And why does she not accept that her words did not respect cis white men?
Why can't she apologise to the victims of family and sexual violence for belittling their trauma for political gain?
Marama Davidson has not delivered the apology ACT and National are hoping for. She's instead stressing she's clarified her comments.
I have clarified what I intended to say and particularly affirm and acknowledge victims and survivors who may not have seen themselves in my comments and wanted to make sure I affirm their experiences.
Te Pāti Māori co-leader Debbie Ngāruapaka says Ms Davidson has nothing to apologise for.
What a privileged position to be in, asking a minority, a wahere, a survivor of abuse, to be in that position, and then to have her just be assaulted, and they made it more about how he felt, how they felt, as the majority, their discomfort, than the discomfort that thousands of people live every day.
Prime Minister Chris Hipkins says as far as he's concerned, the situation has been dealt with.